We have a right to know. What is going on at the Pentagon? A large report just came out which states there is no proof UFOs are extraterrestrial. Yes, for this article I am using the term UFO and not UAP. This is very strange in a way, since they were the ones who had the videos from the naval groups showing the UFOs near the ships, and these videos showed movements which were impossible for any earthly technology to perform. Let me ask you this question. If the military showed you something which was impossible for humans to do, and then came out like they did with such videos, would they be intimating it was from our country, or another earthly country? This seems to me to be the same political argument used when one party denies something for years and finally admits to it but blames the other party for it. Does this prove the decision to say there are not proof UFOs are alien was a political one for some reason we are yet to learn? UFO investigators, and indeed all those who are interested in finding out the truth about UFOs, want to know what is going on. It seems we were all hoping when the Navy videos came out and it seemed the government was showing an interest in UFOs and some government agencies were putting up websites with UFO videos, things were going to change. It looks to me like there are at least two different groups warring over releasing relevant UFO data. The group which wants to ban our access to the data has just given a gut punch to those of us who have been keeping up with the UFO sightings and even more such as abductions, and even reports of extraterrestrials making contact with humans once in a while. It is one thing to say at least 100,000 witnesses over the last 70 years or so all were wrong in describing what they saw, but they are also saying anyone who had made alien contact must be imagining it or being fooled for some reason, yes, even those who were implanted with alien devices. These powers that be are completely ignoring the fact that most of the descriptions of the inside of the UFOs by the witnesses when described are incredibly similar. And what about the people who seem to be watched over their entire lives and abducted every few years? This makes me wonder about something. There must be some proof by now which proves UFOs are not from this planet. We have seen some programs where every once in a while, something has been found which can't be explained, which was dropped from a UFO. I remember one case where a UFO was over a fishing boat and strange metal blobs fell onto the boat. I believe they killed a dog. One was recovered and sent to be examined and was said not to be of earthly origin and then disappeared. Things like this seem to have disappeared too many times. While this was only one instance, there were others and things just kept vanishing. I believe a tooth belonging to a giant skeleton on Sardinia was sent to a lab and they said they never got it. Skeletons there are said to have disappeared. My memory is not the greatest anymore, but I know far too many important things disappear which might implicate people in hiding alien relics. Yes, that is correct. There are far too many unexplained things on this planet dating back to the dawn of the human race and maybe before. One of the things which has fascinated me was the fact huge stones weighing hundreds of tons each were moved by ancient humans, or were they? There is a place named Baalbek, which has several giant stones which were found in a quarry. These stones have been named and one is the Forgotten Stone which weighs about 1,650 tons, another is the Stone of the South which weighs 1,242 tons. There are more but I believe you get the idea. How were these stones got? Why were these stones quarried and how were they going to be moved? In case you think they were going to stay where they were, the blocks known as the Trilithon were each 750 to 800 tons and somehow placed on the upper course of stones at the Temple of Jupiter. There are also stories which whistleblowers have mentioned which state a UFO was found crashed on Earth which was dated at about 50,000 years old. When it was found it was discovered the fuel it had used came from stones, but they had been drained long ago. And perhaps that caused the crash, maybe the UFO just ran out of gas. There was a second story which a French man claimed to be his hoax. We don't know if that was disinformation or not. It is said there was an Apollo 18 mission sent to the moon to examine a crashed spaceship which was dated at about 1 million years old by the amount of tiny meteoroid hits on it. It was said the astronauts entered the ship and when they got to the cockpit, they found the perfectly preserved body of an alien woman pilot. While we don't know what is true and what is not, there had just been too many things lost by NASA, such as numerous boxes of photos and videos of the moon landings taken by the astronauts. UFO investigators would love to have examined them and applying the newest technology to try and reveal things in the video and photos which could not be seen before. There is no doubt there is a program in place to not only use disinformation and ridicule to the UFO problem, but it seems to be bumping heads with one to release as much UFO information as possible. We don't know which force will be the most powerful in the end, but right now it is the force that wants to cover things up. They have never had such a powerful force against them before. Congress has expressed an interest in finding out more about UFOs, as has civilian agencies. Will this be enough to break the stranglehold on UFO information? We will never get it all, because some of it no doubt has to do with secret government projects. These projects have to be covered up for the protection of the United States. It is the rest of the stuff we should know about. We have a right to know what is going on with UFOs and to know what civilizations are coming here and what they are saying if we know.